Lucy Kirkwood's new play, The Children, takes place in a cottage on the British coast not far from a power station where there's been an explosion. An old friend drops in on a married couple, all former nuclear scientists who once worked together at the station. The gathering is a reconciliation and a showdown, an exploration of their complicated history and an attempt to face a potentially disastrous future. The play is produced by the Manhattan Theater Club at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater and is running until February 4th. Joining me today to talk about the play are Francesca Annis, Ron Cook, and Deborah Findlay. And I'm very, very happy that you're all here. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you for braving the storm. These are going to be odd questions, but is this a difficult play to describe? Was the description I just offered anywhere near adequate?
Well, it's tricky in a way because it's a bit of a thriller. You don't know what's going to happen next. So to talk about it in actual detail, you give away things.
Right, because it's not any one thing. It's like a thriller and a disaster epic and even sort of a kitchen table drama with three characters of very complicated history. So without giving away too many spoilers, let me just ask you some very, basic things about your history. When did you first read the play? When did you first come across it?
Back in 2016.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
And what attracted you to it?
Well, it's just brilliant writing. You couldn't put it down. When you read the script, it was a page turner, mm-hmm. just as it is. Or when you go into the theatre, it just starts off and it just takes you with it. It doesn't stop. It's all set in real time. So
right.
the action sort of develops and. It was just wonderful. And Lucy's such a brilliant writer, and James McDonald, the director, is a brilliant director.
So I love James McDonald. I've worked with James McDonald on Top Girls here. Yeah. I adore him. He's a wonderful director.
Yeah.
Tell him I said hi.
We will.
So because it unfolds in real time, how do you find that? Do you enjoy that experience every night?
Yes, and I think it really helps the audience because I think it runs 1 hour 40, about 1 hour 45 minutes, and some people, might panic at the idea there's no interval, but in actual fact, the fact that it just moves straight along, there's no, when we say real time, we mean there's nothing like lights going down 5 minutes later, lights going up a week later. There's nothing like that. It's in the hour and a half of their lives.
Right.
And within that, Lucy has packed in a huge amount of information. And actually about these three people who... It's not a polemic on nuclear science or anything. It's actually about three normal people who happen to be nuclear scientists, mm-hmm. and with a past to their relationships. And actually, there's something for everyone to relate to in this. And I think that's why people are enjoying the play.
Yeah. It's funny as well.
And it's funny. That's
funny.
What we wanted to say. It's very, very,
very funny.
Funny.
I think also about the in real time. Mm-hmm. I find that. But Deborah and Francesca, but I find, once you're on, once you walk onto the stage, that's it. You're in
it. Once the train takes off,
you're in
you
it.
You go with it.
There's no stopping, no going
and
back.
And that's wonderful to play because it's just one continuous thing.
Right. Mm. It's a little bit like doing a musical.
Yep. But without costume changes.
Without costume changes.
I must say, we went to see the Rockettes on New Year's Eve, which was such a blast. I mean, it was such a treat.
It was fantastic.
But I have to admit, being a professional myself, halfway through, I thought, all these smiling girls, every time they go off, there must be absolute chaos changing their costumes.
So is it fair to say that this play sort of captures some of the complications of middle age and looking backward and forward at the same time? Can you talk a little bit about that without giving too much away?
Yes, the legacy that we are giving to our children, the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of a play on the title, The Children. You have to think, who are the children?
Right.
the children are obviously the next generation.
Right. Won't somebody think of the children? That's sort of,
you know. But also we're the children.
Right, right.
They behave.
Well, the children are the society that we live in, by and large, that abdicates responsibility as we get older. Mm-hmm. Some people become more complacent as they get older and just feel they'll hand it on to the younger generation, all the responsibility. And what Lucy is saying too, that particularly, actually, as you're getting older, now is your time to take more responsibility and not be complacent and be active. You know, mm-hmm. we're in that very interesting, different time of your life.
And how are the ways in which these sort of stronger themes or these deeper themes sort of touched on through sort of seemingly innocuous conversation and Lucy's the chosen language that she's working with?
There's quite a mystery about why Rose, the character that I play, is mm-hmm. actually here.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of small talk, a lot of chit-chat about their past, but underneath you feel the energy of what is she here for? There's something...
She drops in on Hazel.
Yes, completely unexpected.
And really unexpected. And is Rose sort of horrified to find...
But the thing is, she's actually on a mission. She hasn't just dropped in. She's come in purposefully and she's on a mission. And in the end, well, we won't say what, but that is what the play culminates to. And it's based pretty much too about the incident at the power station.
Yes.
Okay. And the audiences can sort of sense a little bit of the, is there a little bit of repression?
There's little sort of...
Drips of things.
Little clues
dropped. Right from the very, very beginning. There's just
like burned seed in the forest a little bit.
And the audience picks up things that are later, you realise what these things that looked odd,
right.
What they're all about. So it's a sort of...
It's joining the dots, you know.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
What's extraordinary too, because it is about old age, is that Lucy's 33 years old and how she actually knows these things. And writes the way she does. It's unbelievable.
But it's not about old ages, but they happen to be of a certain age.
Yes.
In actual fact, thank goodness, this is a play that is not about getting older and incontinence or Alzheimer's extreme diabetic conditions
or
whatever.
Well, look, I'm middle-aged too, so I mean, let's not rush it here.
This is just about people who have had a huge amount of experience and life, and now is their possibility to do something.
And how long has it been since Hazel and Rose have seen each other?
In
38 years.
Right.
Quite some time. And they were grown up then.
Right. So were you all originally cast in the premiere at the Royal Court?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
how long did you work on it before you began performances? In London, you get a goodly amount of rehearsal time, much more than we do generally here in the States.
6 weeks. We rehearsed six weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did it change quite a bit over those 6 weeks? Was Lucy there and
rewriting.
Working?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And here too, actually, the interesting thing is coming here. Because having done it in London, you slightly dread that you're just going to repeat the same thing. But actually, what's been marvellous is that Lucy came over. James, of course, was here. We had 4 weeks rehearsal and changed it quite a bit, you know.
Oh. Yes. And developed. And the thing is, because the play is about three very old friends, people who've known each other, I think that the fact that we did it a year ago.
Oh, yes, I was just going to ask,
And now we all know each other and personally a lot more.
And how did having that year away from it sort of...
Well, it's just the whole thing has just deepened, you know, and having the experience of being in here in New York, living in New York together, it's just made the whole play just much richer.
Then, did you find that Lucy had to sort of make changes for an American audience or make adjustments in that regard?
Just sort of cultural
references, and local references,
just so that it wouldn't. It wouldn't sort of
be distracting or pull you out by going, "What's that?" Or
and not making it an American play, but keeping it.
Sure, of course,
it's English. So
but just so you wouldn't have someone in the third going, "Where's that?"
Yeah.
Who are they? What are they talking about? So, do you find in that regard that it also plays differently here than it did?
Yes. I mean, it's a bigger theatre. The Royal Court is 450, I think.
Yeah.
This is 650. Mm-hmm. And the New York stages are much wider.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite wide. So the set had to be bigger, and it's a bigger house to play. So we had to find a way of pitching it up but keeping it intimate at the same time.
And you find
also the audiences are,
yes,
I mean, the audiences are so much more vocal here than in England.
Oh, yes.
And also they want to have a good time.
Yeah.
So they do.
Yes.
They come in, they start laughing within a few lines, which actually
is fantastic.
And you've got that wonderful subscription audience at the Manhattan Theatre Club as well, which is great, because they come because they truly want to be there.
They're theatre-goers,
They're theatre-goers.
Matinees, too. Matinees are good. I mean, sometimes people think that matinees are stodgy. Actually, I like matinees because they're always theatre-loving people that come along, you know, and that makes a huge
difference.
And I think
the word of mouth is very good on this show, isn't it? I mean, people are coming because their friends have said they've been and really liked it.
So let's talk a little bit about, just a little bit about some plot points in the play. So without giving too much away, what happens at the power station? Why did it explode? Oh. Rose says in the beginning of the play it was a 1 in 10 million year fault sequence. And is this similar to what happened at Fukushima?
Fukushima, yes. I think Lucy based it on what happened at Fukushima. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, retrospectively, I guess, does it seem obviously stupid to put emergency generators out of a power station near the sea basement?
That's what they did at Fukushima.
That's exactly right.
Because they built a wall to stop the tsunami, because they've had tsunamis before, but they didn't build it big enough.
Yeah. There's a whole wall problem right now in our culture.
There is, isn't there? And whether it'll be big enough,
high enough, big enough, strong enough.
Is it going to make any difference at all?
By the way, does it make you, this is a silly question, but does it make you feel smart to play rocket scientists? Do you enjoy it? Did you have to learn a lot about nuclear physics?
You certainly know more by the end of rehearsals than you knew at the beginning.
Right.
And that is one of the exciting things that I think about being an actress and working on these sorts of projects, because you do suddenly, of course it's superficial, but you feel you're becoming an expert.
It's the bonus.
Right.
It's the bonus.
But I'm not a nuclear physicist, but I play one on stage.
I am one for an hour and a half every day.
Right. But speaking of scientists, I mean, we can talk about the sort of technical aspects of the research, but would you think that with that kind of analytical mind that their relationships would be less messy or more? Do you know?
I think it's pretty much the same old.
In fact, that's one of the things that's said in the play, that Rose says, that people think that we're different because we're scientists, and actually we're all exactly the same.
Right.
And just as curious about what's going on elsewhere, you know.
And so you know, like many people, they had a love triangle early on. And was it decided? How was it decided? What happened there? What went on with this love triangle? Do we want to tell?
Life.
No. You want to keep it a mystery?
Keep it a mystery.
Yeah.
Come and see.
So when you when you talk about the children of the title and them being the, you know, obviously the children of the future, but also us, is Rose surprised to learn that there are children that we're talking about here?
Oh,
sort of?
I think she is, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she hasn't been around, mind you, for 38 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But she is taken aback that the single child has now been joined by three siblings, and actually there are four children around. Why she finds this such a surprise is one of the things that you have to see the play for it to be revealed.
I guess so. And I'm really excited about seeing it. And I'm sure it's obvious that I haven't got a chance yet, but I'm really looking forward to coming and see it in the next couple of weeks. And I urge everyone else to do the same. I'm Martha Plimpton, and I've been speaking with Francesca Annis, Ron Cook, and Deborah Findlay, who are starring in the production of The Children. The play is produced by Manhattan Theatre Club at the Samuel J. Friedman Theatre and is running until February 4th, right?
Yep.
Thank you all so much for coming. It's really been lovely talking to you. Thank you again. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.